Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me know when you're free, cause I've been trying to hit it out.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to hour two of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Alexis riding a zebra. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Thanks for being here. It's October 10th, 2022. Oh, I'm telling you, Tim Burton has made us really happy this morning. Let me take that back. I don't want to speak for you, but since you put it on the sheet, I'm assuming you like it as much as we're talking the full trailer for Wednesday. Wednesday Addams, we're talking on Netflix. Did you see it, Lex?
I saw it. I love it. I can't wait. What a great premise. She goes to a school and something's real funky funk with this school. But all of the families there in one way or another, Uncle Fester, how he comes into the fold. And then at the end of the trailer.
I have that actually, Lex.
Oh, want me to, yeah. Let's play it.
See if you recognize the voice at the end.
Good evening, girls. I'm Miss Thornhill. I trust Enid has given you the old Nevermore welcome.
She's been smothering me with hospitality. I hope to return the favor.
That's her roommate.
In her sleep.
Oh, gosh, it looks
the voice?
Good. Is it Christina Ricci, Lex?
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, my gosh, she looks so cute, too. Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
I think the premise is brilliant. It's almost like a twisted Harry Potter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a really dark, twisted Harry Potter. And look, sometimes they're stretching, like taking one character from a popular movie franchise and spinning them off. This seems very obvious to me. Like, why wouldn't you spin off Wednesday Addams? Why wouldn't you tell? I mean, that setting it at a school like that has so many storytelling possibilities. Don't you think, Dawn?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, I love the world. I mean, it's all dark and creepy. You know, I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Christina Ricci coming back is just, she's perfect. It's, thank God they didn't replace her with somebody else from, like, the CW.
Seriously.
Or a singer or something, you know,
Dua Lipa. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Umbrella Academy, too.
You know,
I love that show. And this third season is better than the first two.
Well, and let us acknowledge the great Catherine Zeta-Jones as Morticia, for heaven's sake.
Yes! And who's the actor that plays Wednesday? She's great.
Jenna Ortega.
That's her name. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fred
Armisen unveiled as Uncle Fester.
Anything he's in, I gotta see.
It's fantastic. Yep.
Yeah.
So good. Oh, God. And the roommate, the little, like, she's blonde, blue-eyed, you know, just innocent as the fallen snow, and rooming with Wednesday. Oh, God. Here's a little bit more from, here's another little moment.
I act as if I don't care if people dislike me. Deep down, I actually enjoy it.
We need to channel some Wednesday Addams.
Yeah, no doubt. So, debuts, what, a couple weeks, Lex? Isn't it?
Yes, I believe so. What's the date?
Let me see.
Right in the middle of everything.
Right, seriously.
Of course. November
23rd.
Okay, that's a little bit better.
Yeah.
We're adding
to
Dawn's.
It's weird to see Fred Armisen with, like, bald.
Yeah. We're adding to Dawn's anxiety, by the way, Lex, by giving her yet another show that she has to watch.
Yeah.
Look at her face.
This one will be worth Dawn. It.
Yeah. speaking of Dawn, I know, stone-faced.
I've only known that for so long.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of Dawn, I'm afraid of this story, but
you're gonna love it.
To quote Alexis on Shite's Creek, ew, David, but it's ew, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, ew, Billy Ray Cyrus, you are 61 and you are dating a 23-year-old.
Ew, David.
That's 38 years difference, just to be clear. She's 23 and Miley Cyrus is 29, just to put it in perspective. And the girl's name is Firehose.
I'm sorry, what?
She's an artist. Her name is Firehose. What? Yeah, they are. They did a song together. Billy Ray has been on her Instagram since August. He divorced his wife, Tish. April.
Okay.
So they've been dating a while. A source says they grew close while working on music together. And he and Tish were over before he started dating her.
Oh, her name is Fire Rose.
Fire Rose. Did I say hose?
You said hose.
What?
Well, it does. Fire Rose or hose. Yeah. You know what? She's got his fire hose and he's got his fire rose. Oh, God. Yeah, and their song together isn't great. It's just like, it's all about starting over. And I'm like, okay, so this is a song you started. You were starting over with her. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not a good song. But I'm not, this is creepy, guys. 38 years? You're dating someone who's 23. It just makes me feel so disgusted.
Ew, David.
It's like Robert, De Niro's dating? Like, he's 81 And again... Right. You know, I have an age difference with my husband, but it's half of that, for heaven's sake. It's more than half of that, but still.
This is different.
Yeah, 30.
This is really different.
Noah's 22. And she's the youngest of the five children. And he has with Tish, so.
Oh.
I wonder what they're all thinking.
I mean, they're all stoned. Let's be honest. They're all stoned.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. In his in his song with Fire Rose, they talk about getting high.
Oh, okay.
Being high. It's like, are you high all the time and you don't have any sensibility? Like, doesn't some, I don't know.
Is this midlife crisis?
Yep. That's the
Is
first
that
thing
what's
I thought
going
of.
On, maybe?
Yep. He's 61. He should have been through that already.
Maybe he's already.
Okay. Well, maybe it's not that bad.
Or maybe it's a rebound just to make Tish jealous.
Maybe
he's got that long hair going on.
Guys, let's not go too. You know what it could be?
What is
he's
it?
He's just a horny old man.
Yeah, he's a gross horny old man.
Absolutely. You're right. Maybe that's it. You're right.
I think that's it. I think he is just.
But she's
looking
wearing a diamond ring, I guess, too. Mm-hmm. So now the engagement kind of
rumors are
sparkling around.
And if you're a singer and you're dating somebody who's 61 and you're 23, you're like, oh, well, I'll get what I want out of this while I can. My attachment to him will make people know who I am. I mean, there's a lot in it for her.
Oh, yeah.
And for him, there's a lot in it for him because
he's dating
is it the sexual stuff you're thinking?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. I do. I'm just, that's the first thing that popped in my mind.
Of course.
It's, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
Revolting.
Men are pigs.
It's just. Hey,
everybody. Thank you.
Maybe can they win some sensibility?
Yeah. You know, I was going to tell you about October,
there's something that that Howard Stern calls it, and I think that's what we've been talking about.
I think that's what it is, too, yeah. Hey, check out Listener Awards this month. You can win advanced screening movie passes to Ticket to Paradise, plus gift cards to Michael's, Lex. Look at that.
What?
Crispin Green and more. Sign up for listener rewards at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, some TV talk. Jane Pauley and Julia Roberts have something in common with Alexis, plus Bake Off when we return.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Want something tasty and delicious? Taco Bell, Taco Bell. We've got lots of different dishes. Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Taco
Burritos,
Tostada,
Enchiladas.
Taste the one and only original Taco Bell.
It's great tasting because we use fresh ground beef, never frozen. And it's cooked in our own famous sauce.
Real cheddar cheese.
Come taste the one and only original Taco, Taco, Taco Bell.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
I love, yeah, rude. I love that a selling point is real cheddar cheese.
Yeah,
not fake cheddar cheese. Like, not, no.
They're not going to give you American cheese. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
That isn't cheese.
Real cheddar cheese.
Taka, taka, taka.
Taco, taka, taka, taco bell. Taka, taka, taco bell. That's going to be stuck in your head all day long. And I deeply apologize for that. That's
sure.
Right. No, I'm very sorry. That's right.
It's the one and only original. Taka, taka, taco bell.
Perfect. Yeah. So let's do a little TV talk as we tend to do on Mondays.
Taka,
we
watch taka talk, you mean?
Taka, TV talk. It's a little TV taste test. And first off, let's talk Bake Off, the Great British Bake Off. Dawn has started it. Alexis caught up with it. And we have Alexis's mom's reaction.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
What did she, has she never watched it before?
No, she loves the show, but it's been a few years.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I can't stand that Mary. Mary is just so opinionated, and she'll just say everything's disgusting. And I'm like, Mom, Mary hasn't been on the show. For a while. And I go, well, you know, I was telling her the new host and everything. She goes, oh, okay, all right. And then it comes on, because I was like, I want to watch this, and so here we go.
So you're here, we're watching it.
Exactly, and, you know, she's like, okay, perfect. So we're watching, she goes, who are these new hosts? And I was like, well, that's Prue. And then that's Paul Hollywood. You remember him from the first time, right? Or he's been here since Mary. And she was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even recognize him. Because he's fully white now. His hair's all white. And she just can't get over the fact that that is Paul Hollywood.
Oh, I thought he was always all white.
Well, he used to be, I guess.
Salt and pepper?
Like,
a little more salt and pepper, yeah. Okay.
She's like, he just looks so different to me. I'm like, Mom, not really. But okay. Every time he came on the screen, I'm like, yeah, he still has those like blazing eyes that are just, you know, will just cut any baker, you know, in half.
Like one of the contestants said, it's like a White Walker from, from Game of Thrones.
It's true. Especially if his hair's whiter, which I guess I didn't recognize, but anyway, it was, I'm loving these bakers this season.
Me too, Lex!
There's so many good ones. Like, how do you, I mean, definitely there's like three that can definitely just go, but there's a good handful that are really, really good, and how are they going to decide?
Oh, I know how they decide. They got rid of the one that I couldn't. Spoiler alert, let me just, I was very happy with who they got rid of, or...
After Mexican week, the double elimination?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you happy?
Yes. The one that missed the week before? Is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
Or are we talking about the other? Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Both of them, in my opinion.
Yeah, terrible.
Bye. Yeah.
I've watched three episodes, so I haven't watched the fourth.
Okay, so you got through bread week.
I did get through bread week, which was disgusting.
Bread is hard to make.
No. What kind of bread week was that? That was make a pizza, make a disgusting Swedish dish that should never exist.
Are they making food now?
And then there was something that I would consider a pastry.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know, it was like a cinnamon roll with raisins. I mean, with a lot of lamination.
Yeah.
The panna raison.
Yeah.
Panna raison.
I mean, you see them all over the place. They're usually not shaped like that. They're usually shaped like, more cylindrical.
Okay.
You know, not like a top twirling thing. They're usually cylindrical, and then there's stuff with like chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
generally speaking, Dawn, if you just tuned in, we're talking the Great British Bake Off, season 10. Dawn just started it, 3 in. Generally speaking, Dawn, are you liking the contestants?
Love the contestants this year.
This year. Okay. Yeah.
I absolutely do. There's some that just completely stand out to me as going to be final four.
Which
would be Sandro, Sabira, Maxi, and
Janos.
I mean, I love Janos so much.
Me too.
He's Polish.
He's funny.
He's so cute. He's just always saying cute little funny phrases. He's just a delight. He really is. And I love that he has a dachshund and they called it a sausage dog. Nigel, his sausage dog.
And you know Noel loves him too because he always goes back to talk to him.
Yeah, because he's the most fun.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. He's a good time.
I like Maxi and Sabira too. They're like you said, they're so good.
Yeah.
Sabira and her Malaysian like tastes and the way she's mixing the flavors. I think she's just blowing their minds because they've never had those combinations ever.
And she works it into so far. I haven't seen the last episode, but she's pretty much worked it into everything.
Oh yeah. Yep. That continues.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very happy with how this season's unfolding. Who is going home should be going home, and who's staying and being awarded. It's very clear to me. There's no middle ground.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Then I have an idea who, because the last one I watched, two of them were sick, and MC and I were like, well, that's not fair. They must have had COVID.
Yeah.
Yes.
Serious.
Because they've never done that. They've done it once before, but it's not fair to the other contestants when they didn't have to participate and they get a free pass. So I was glad that, spoiler alert,
they did it right.
They didn't. They did what they did. Let's just say that.
Well, and that is resolved. That is the universe.
They got to make it up the next week is what I'm understanding.
Right. And they do. And
I'll be pleased with the results, I'm sure, because I'm sure I agree about who's just not.
Yep.
No. Yeah.
You are on the same train. We're in the same train car. Yep. Very much so.
Carol cracks me up, too.
I do enjoy her.
She has some funny lines of just, like, things are not working out for her.
She's
crapper! Like, grunting and, funny.
When we come back, no game today. When we come back, more fallout from the trailer release of Beverly Hills. Kathy, Kyle, Lisa Rinna, it's just bad, 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 bad. Dawn has that story when we return. Stay with us. Source, a family like no other. Hi, it's Jason Leif for NutriSource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. NutriSource has an entire library of products. No matter what you're looking for, you will find it if you're a member of the NutriSource family. whether you're looking for grain-free, grain-inclusive, maybe you're looking for that rugged, like maybe you have an outdoor dog that just needs advanced nutrition. The Element series is for them. It's in a beautiful black bag. I love a good graphic design. I love those bags. Seriously, it returns dog to, you know, the animal protein and the recipes that they should have naturally. Different flavors like open water, coastal plains, outback trails. If you have a picky dog like mine, there's a food topper, kombucha. So make the switch to Nutrisource. Find a retailer at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Steve from my...
And now, a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
What kind of music do mummies like to listen to at parties? Rap music!
Yeah. This has been a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
So entertaining. Happy Halloween, people.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that's around the corner.
I know.
Oh, you're telling me.
I know. Yeah, poor Dawn. This is her severe weather season.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Like a meteorologist during hurricane season. That's right. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on my talk.
Fly into the storm.
No. Everything entertainment. Everything... Driving in a Hot Wheels bike with no pants on. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Yeah, think about that for a second. Yeah. More drama for Kyle Richards, who should be experiencing some joy right now. She should be promoting Halloween Ends, but she's busy trying to prepare, repair damage to her family because of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What's the latest, Dawn?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so we all have all seen the trailer for the reunion that should be coming up this week. You know, and there's this podcaster who made a comment on Instagram that showed concern for Kyle, her sister. Okay, and the rumor is that she hasn't talked to Kyle since this. And I'm like, why?
Since the reunion?
Yes, she's done the only thing she's done is stick up for you. And she's so worried about still being your sister and still having a relationship with you. That's why she's crying. Here's a little bit of her crying in the reunion trailer. Oh, let's unmute it. Yes.
I don't want to send you for a toast. Can I leave?
Doug, what do you want to do here? Kyle's a wreck.
So, you know, she just couldn't get herself together. She was so upset defending Kathy. And then, so this podcaster, he shows concern and he posted on Instagram about it. Kathy says, why is she upset and crying? I'm the one who was bullied and persecuted for 10 months. And then she added, it's just cruel and disgusting. And then the rep for Kathy said, just to be clear, she was not calling her sister cruel and disgusting, but rather the treatment that she received while on the show. And then Kyle said, why am I upset and crying? You know exactly why. And then she said, I don't think you want me to explain why. So there's more going on than we know, you guys. It's not just what we see on the show. There's some other stuff.
Well, and the fact that they're doing that, sisters are doing this over social media, never a good sign. Never a good sign. Oh, why don't they just call each other? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's going on with that family and their sister? I mean, you know, everything with Kim and then.
This show is I was shocked that Kathy agreed to do it.
Yeah. Me because too.
She saw what this show contributed to the relationship of her other sisters. So I it didn't help between Kim and Kyle. It ruined their, would say it ruined their relationship. It helped to ruin Kim or Kyle's relationship with Lisa Vanderpump. It goes on, the list goes on and on and on. So I was really surprised. I mean, look, I liked Kathy last year. I loved her. I thought she was just a breath of fresh air.
How are we feeling now? Because I'm not as caught up as you guys, so are we feeling differently about her, or are you?
I'm just confused.
Yeah, I mean, I feel a little differently about her, but I feel worse about Renna.
Yeah.
I think Renna's just gross this year. I just think she's gross and a hypocrite.
Never felt that way about her.
Nope, I haven't either. I think it's just real rich coming from Lisa, accusing Kathy Hilton of saying gross things and having a meltdown. Lisa Renna has had so many meltdowns and has said so many gross things over her seasons.
And also been violent and like smashed a champagne glass. It looked like she was going to cut her with it, you know?
Yeah.
Kim, I'm talking about Kim Richards.
And that was within Lisa's first or second season on the show.
Yeah, that was really over the top. And, you know, if you're talking about being scared of somebody, I'm scared if somebody breaks a glass and is lunging towards me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that at a dinner party.
No.
Yeah, we would come back. We'd just be done with them, right? But they're on a show, so they have to reunite. They have to, like, come back and go to parties and things so that they can, because that's part of their contract, right? It's not just that you can just go, I'm done.
No. You have to, you have to go, you know, you got to see them.
It's part, yeah.
You're in the cast.
Or you're going to pay a large fee back to Andy Cohen for not fulfilling your contract.
Good point.
So do you want to do that and just like cancel out all the money that you made? Not that Kathy Hilton needs the money, but yeah.
You know what I thought of? This is such a, and but now Dawn, you caught up too, but Lex.
Yeah, I just
You know what I've thought of? A comparison, and we were together. We've been doing this so long, but this reminds me of the fourth season of New York that got so toxic.
Yes.
That Andy ended up firing like 75% of the cast. Remember, he fired Jill and Kelly Bensimone and Alex and Cindy Vagina Waxer.
Oh, right.
And then he kept, you know, they obliterated that cast because it got so very toxic. Not even fun drama. Mm-hmm. It just got bitter. And that is where we are right now with Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I just can't do it, you guys.
I know.
I have no motivation to go back. And now, especially with what you guys are saying and just watching the trailer for the reunion. Ugh.
And then you've got Erica, who is on Renna's side because she wants a distraction away from her. And they pointed out, they're like, so because we're now not talking about you, she's like, I just want everything to be fair here. If we're going to talk about bad behavior, let's talk about everyone's bad behavior. Mm-hmm. I kind of still like Erica. I've got to admit, she is a complete train wreck from beginning to end. But she's got a good point there. She really does. But the difference is that her situation is that there are lawsuits and victims and crimes that were committed. And I don't think that she knew what was going on. I truly believe she didn't know where the money was coming from. But the way she's reacting to it is just really horrible this season.
Awful.
Like, the only person I care about is me. And she's like alleged victims. I do agree that it needs to be played out in court.
Yes.
So the general, what she is saying, the core of what she's saying is true. She doesn't want to speak about anything. She needs to say, my attorneys have told me that I cannot talk about this and it needs to be played out in court. She just needs to redeem herself, but she can't say that. There's certain things she can't say, but she's so harsh about it. It seems like it's her true evil self.
Yes.
And she kind of plays into that role.
Front facing, it's not good for her.
No.
She does have points, but the way the delivery almost invalidates what she's saying.
It's damning.
And Kathy defended her. Like, Kathy is like, you guys, I'm the only one that said, let it play out in court. We can't be asking her about these things. It's a court case. And you can't say anything.
No.
You know, you can't say you feel sorry for him because that implies that you are somehow guilty. I mean, it's very serious.
Yep.
So...
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You can catch up on Bravo on demand right now. We have a prize to give away, do we not?
Yeah, sure do.
A pair of movie passes.
Twin Cities Film Fest.
Yeah, to see Till, the opening night film at Twin Cities Film Fest. It's getting rave reviews, everyone. And we're giving away tickets for the screening on Thursday, October 20th at 7:30 at Showplace Icon Theaters in the West End, plus VIP passes to the Twin Cities Film Fest Lounge. Dawn, what caller are we looking for?
We're looking for caller number 7.
651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Be one of the first in the country to see Till, which I'm telling you will be nominated. Yeah, it's going to be nominated. So go see that. Good luck to you. When we come back, Am I the Asshat? Part 1. Touch.
You're the reason I'm alive. And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Fruit Corners Fruit Roll-Ups. Real fruit and fun rolled up in one.
You can hit them, you can stretch them. Fruit Corners. They're so good you'll want to fetch them. Fruit Corners. You can tear them, you can share them. They taste great anywhere.
Fruit Corners Fruit Roll-Ups are the chewy snacks made with real fruit that you unroll, peel, and chew.
You can drink them, you can treat them. Fruit Corners. You can swap them, you can eat them.
Fruit Corners Fruit Roll-Ups. Now in great tasting grape.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That is from 1983 for Fruit Roll-Ups, one of the first Fruit Roll-Ups commercials ever, featuring Kirk Cameron and Jason Hervey from Wonder Years was in that commercial.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. It's time to find out who is the asshat.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an asshat.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Part one. Am I the asshat for not wanting my husband to walk his sister down the aisle? My husband, Mike, is the eldest. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us, everybody.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's funny. My husband, Mike, is the eldest in his family. He's pretty close with his sister, Beth, and they spend almost all week together. Beth had issues with her father growing up. She wants no contact with him after he took her first car and damaged it. Oh. She only remained in contact with Mike since everybody else judged her for having no contact. Well, she's getting married to her fiance of 3 years. From what I understand, she and her dad are slowly getting reconciled, but she made it clear she wants him to take no part in the wedding. She asked Mike if he could walk her down the aisle, and he agreed. I have to say I was taken aback, and it felt a bit odd for me because her dad is alive. They're on speaking terms again. He's going to be there at the wedding, so the logical thing to do is have him walk her down the aisle. This role isn't for her older brother, but for her father, not to mention how I feel about it. I brought this up with Beth, and she had an attitude and implied that I was just saying this and objecting because of how I feel about the situation, not how our tradition should be practiced. We got into an argument, and I went home. Mike thinks I'm being unreasonable and possibly causing him to miss something so sentimental, and that, if anything, he feels honored to be asked to do this for her. And I said that I should stop worrying about what others might say. Now we're having this conflict with the three of us and have no resolution. Am I the asshat?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
There's got to be some jealousy there on her part of her sister-in-law. She's an asshat because why would you, like, if she just wants her brother, so your husband's going to walk down the aisle, big deal. That's their relationship.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, she's got to be jealous of their relationship in some way. So, because
you think there's a bigger problem going
on? Bigger problem. You don't just out of the blue come up with this opinion and then, you know, maybe because they're close and she doesn't, you know, some women don't want anyone to be close to their boyfriend or their husband. Because they're threatened, even if it's a sibling, you know?
Oh, yeah, good point.
They feel threatened.
I just don't know. Why is this, there's tradition. Why is there such a hang up on this is tradition? But, you know, we have grandmas walking down the aisle as flower girls. We got dogs doing groomsmen duties. Like, your tradition is whatever you want to do as a couple.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do whatever you want. And for the sister to, like, this is such a non-issue. Get over it. And it is an honor.
I picked this because, selfishly, it's another opportunity to just say what Alexis just said, but in a different way. Just rearrange the dice a little bit. I will always feel that it is up to the couple. And I do not, I never enjoy hearing about outside guilt or pressure from family members being laid onto the couple that's getting married. It's already stressful and it is their day. I really do believe that it is their day, whether it's guest list, a kid policy, who, you know, entertainment, who walks who down the aisle, how many flower girls, how many, you know, like Alexa said, you could have a freaking guinea pig walk the ring down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A pet guinea pig that's been beloved. I really think
it's true.
It is one of the rare days where you as the couple can be 100% selfish because it's your day. It is a celebration of you two. And especially with guest lists or something like this, when I walk down the aisle, I want to see the people I want to walk down. Or I want to see the people when I walk back down the aisle who I want to be there. And for this, I mean, who cares? Yeah, the dad's going to be there, but
she doesn't feel close to her dad.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, she feels close to her brother. So
yeah, done. And look, there's still some repair to be done.
Right.
I mean, I don't care if they're back together, if they've seen each other. Yeah. There's a long road, girl. That's a long road of repair. It just doesn't happen overnight, you know, that bond and that hurt. So, grieving and something like this, y'all let people do what they want to do.
Well, and this is this a hill you want to die on, wifey?
Thank you.
Like, why is this, of all of the things, is it because your husband won't be sitting with you in the wedding? And maybe it's because she wasn't asked to be a bridesmaid.
Maybe
that's it.
Oh,
I just wouldn't. I would never, ever, because she's the one that brought it up to her and started sort of picking at her about it. Like, why would you want to hurt your dad's feelings like this? And, you know, and it's not your brother's job. It's your dad's job. And you're going to regret it. Implying that she's going to regret the decision. It's.
Yeah, this is her brother.
I regret my brother marrying you. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she might feel that real strong now. That was a whisper.
Yeah. When we come back, scenario two, here's the title. Am I the asshat for not accommodating my neighbor's allergy? We'll do that one when the third hour begins right after these words.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.